Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. We continue with open forum. Jimmy Akin this hour. Just wanted to thank Tim for the last hour and to everybody who stepped up because we met the match handily. We did a very generous donor who I don't know if I have permission, but I'll just give a first name. Susan said, "Hey, Tim asked for $6,000, so I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to give you the $6,000." So, Susan, thank you very, very much. Thank you to everybody who picked up the phone and called, and we left that match in the dust. It continues to be a wonderful pledge drive. We're very, very grateful for your help. The number, if you'd like to make your pledge, is 888-291-8000. However, let me give out the other number real quick, because we're going to continue to do open forum. Jimmy Akin is here, and that means open to anyone on any topic, 888-318-7884. That's the number to call to speak with Jimmy on the air with your question, 888-318-7884. I'm probably not going to give it out very much this hour because we'll be giving out the other number. So let me say it one last time, and you can decide right now to start dialing that phone if you'd like to talk with Jimmy. 888-318-7884. Jimmy Akin, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Cy Killett. How are you doing today?
I am actually in a wonderful mood because it's been one of those pledge drives where people have just been extraordinarily generous with us.
Yeah, I caught part of the previous hour, and it was kind of a squeaker there, but we ended up pulling it out, so that was great.
Yeah, and go ahead, Jimmy.
However, we've got a new challenge now. For this hour, we have another $20,000 challenge, thanks to the generosity of some donors that have been very kind to us. Your pledge will be matched up to $20,000. So if you donate $10 a month, let's say, that gets you into Society 315, that would be just $120 on your part, but it's going to become $240 for us because of the match, which means that's $250,000 just by you donating $10 a month. If you donate $20 a month, then that's $240 from you over the course of a year, but it's going to become $480 for us, which means it's going to be basically half of $1,000 for us because of the match. But so we need to hear from you right now.
Jimmy. I don't know if it's even more than that. Were you heading there? Or already?
Why don't I let you do the honors?
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were going there. But there's another match on top of that. So if it's a new monthly pledge, it's matched again. Yeah.
Right. But even if it's not a new monthly pledge, if you're raising a pledge or something like that, it's still worth at least double. And it may be even more than that if it's a brand new monthly pledge. So we definitely need to hear from you. One of the ways that you can contact us is by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com online. It will work with your phone. It will work with your tablet. It will work with your laptop. It'll work with your desktop. It'll work. That's the point. So
whatever you got.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We also have 20 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees sitting at their desks waiting to take your call right now. I can see that 14 of them are currently free. So we've got a bunch of people just waiting to take your call. Cy Killett, what is the number that people should call to make a donation?
To make a pledge, call right now, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Okay, so now we got 15 open. So one just freed up. That gives you an indication of it doesn't take a long time to make a call. People will process you through really quick and give you all the information you need. We also have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send you. Cy Killett, can you give us a briefing on those?
Yes, Jimmy, because you are part of that. The first level, you've already mentioned that at the $10 a month level, you become a member of Society 315. And immediately we send you out a T-shirt and a box that has a car magnet in it. But also, that continues to give. As long as you're a member of Society 315, every few weeks, there's something new coming to you, a lecture, a participation in a retreat, or maybe just a photo from behind the scenes here at Catholic Answers. But it's all kinds of great stuff, and we'd love it if you'd be a member. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, All of that is yours. Plus, you will get The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, the wonderful book from Joe Heschmeyer, and Light from Darkness, the Steve Weidenkopf book on how the church has grown following crises all throughout her history. At the $45 a month level, this is where Jimmy Akin gets involved. You can have the 20 Answers book, The Early Church, but you also get a free course in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. It's called Evidence for Christ. Jimmy Akin is the teacher. That's at the $45 a month level. There's just one other level I will mention, and that is if you can come in at more at $85 a month, roughly $85 a month, then you will be, in addition to all of that, you will be a member of our President's Circle, and you will have a right to anything we publish during the year. Anything that comes out from publishing during the year, you just let us know. We'll send it to you for free.
And I want to say, I want to especially recommend that Evidence for Christ course to folks, because that's the newest course that I've had come out through the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. And it is, what it does is it talks about the Messiah and how the Messiah was understood by Jewish people, including the prophets and other Jewish people. I talk about how the Messiah was understood by Jewish people who aren't authors of the Bible, and the prophecies that were made about the Messiah. And then I show you how Jesus fulfilled those prophecies, and also give you evidence that he really did rise from the dead. This is the miracle that I point to as evidence for the Christian faith specifically. You can point to the existence of the whole universe as evidence for God existing, okay? The existence of the universe is itself a miracle. But if you want a miracle to prove the Christian faith in particular, the place to go is the resurrection of Jesus. Even though it occurred 2,000 years ago, it's something we have really good evidence for. And so I'm very pleased with this course. It goes into a lot of stuff a lot of people have never heard before, including some of the different ideas about the Messiah. So I strongly recommend it, and it can be yours if you donate $45 a month. And you can do that by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You know, we've been talking about monthly donations, but we also need some larger donations. Now, you mentioned, Cy, if you are able to donate $85 a month, which is, you know, it's not a huge amount. You know, it's like a couple of orders from DoorDash. You know, you can join the President's Club, and that gives you a whole bunch of benefits, including everything we publish during the course of the year, all the books, all of the CDs, all that stuff. And we're going to need to hear from people who are able to make larger donations like that, including not just $1,000, but $5,000, $6,000, which was what rescued us last hour, $10,000. We will need to be hearing from people who are able to make larger amounts. And so if you are one of those people who could do it, please be thinking about it now. If you need to talk to your spouse, totally understandable. Please start making preparations for that now, because before the end of the drive, we will need to hear from you. So it's good to plan ahead. It's good to get things ready and in place for that.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's open forum this hour. Your calls are welcome there as well. And we've got Kane on the line in Tampa, Florida, watching on YouTube. Kane, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, I just wanted to know, how can we know with certainty that the Gospels were actually written by Luke, John, Mark, and Matthew? I've been reading up on this a little bit, and a lot of the sources have been saying that the Gospels were written anonymously, and that the only reason we know who wrote them is because of the church fathers. Do you have any insight on this?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say is we don't need to know for certain who wrote them. What we need to know is that they're divinely inspired. And the church teaches that they're divinely inspired, and we have reason to believe that. Like I said, I've got this whole course on evidence for Christ and why Christianity is true. But as long as you realize they're divinely inspired, it's a historical matter rather than a matter of faith, of how specifically they were composed, when specifically they were composed, and by whom they were specifically composed. Having said that, I think we've got really good evidence that they were written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's one little wrinkle in that, but I'll give you a quick sketch. There, in the 20th century, there was a German scholar. He wasn't a Catholic, but his name was Martin Hengel. And he pointed out that the titles on the Gospels, the Gospel according to Matthew, the Gospel according to Mark, the Gospel according to Luke, and the Gospel according to John, are the only titles that these documents ever received. We do not have any records of anyone calling them by any other names, such as, for example, calling Matthew the Gospel to the Jewish people, or the Gospel of Life, or the Gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. We don't have any alternative titles. And what that tells us is that these titles are extremely early, because if the Gospels had circulated for any period of time without titles, then people would have made up other designations for them. Because as soon as, if you're in a church, as soon as your church has more than one gospel, you know, that is going to be read in the liturgy, you need to tell people which gospel you're reading from. And so you need a name for it. And if the gospels had been read in churches for any period of time without the current titles on them, we should see title variations, and we don't. They are always called by these names. And we can document these names going back to the second century. What that tells us is these names were already in place by the end of the first century. And as soon as the second gospel was written, you needed to have a way to distinguish it from the other gospels. And so as soon as the second gospel was written, that could have been Luke or it could have been Matthew. The first was probably Mark. But as soon as that second gospel was written, you needed names for these. And since the gospels were all written in the first century, that tells us that these names became attached to the gospels in the first century. Now, Sykelet, in the first century, did people know who wrote the gospels?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, of course they did. It's not like they wrote them and then threw them into a church in the dead of night with no witnesses. If you're the author of a gospel, you're going to present it to your church. You're going to mail copies to other churches. And so people would have known who the authors were. And that gives us evidence for the earliness of these titles back when the audience knew who had written the gospels. There's some confirming evidence as well, because if these titles were made up, then in order to give them authority, in order to give the gospels authority, you'd want to attribute them to authoritative people like Peter or Andrew or James or people like that. Well, Mark and Luke aren't even apostles. They're not eyewitnesses. And so you would not, they're barely mentioned in the New Testament. And so you would not make up the names Mark and Luke if you were trying to give these gospels authority. And that's a really good sign that these names are authoritative, that they're accurate, that Mark and Luke really did write Mark and Luke. What about Matthew? Well, in Matthew's case, Matthew is actually, he's famous today because of the gospel, but at the time he was a mid-tier apostle. When you look at the lists of the apostles in the New Testament, they are structured in three groups of four, and Matthew is not one of the top apostles. He's always in the middle group. So he's also someone that at the time, he wasn't especially famous, and you'd be unlikely to make up his name. You'd also be unlikely to make up his name because his is the gospel most clearly aimed at an audience of Jewish Christians, and yet Matthew was a tax collector, and tax collectors were hated by Jews. So if you're going to make up anybody's name and put it on a gospel, it wouldn't be the tax collector. So that's another sign that Matthew is behind Matthew's gospel. When it comes to John, that's the one wrinkle that I'd mention. I think we've got good evidence it was written by someone named John. The question is it John the Apostle, or is it another figure who's been called by some in the early church John the Presbyter, or John the Elder, or by some people today, John of Jerusalem? Because internally, it looks like this gospel was written by a member of the Jerusalem aristocracy who was an eyewitness, of Jesus's ministry. Even there, though, he's not anonymous. The audience clearly knows who he is, because at the end of John's gospel, he debunks a rumor about himself. There was a rumor that the author of the gospel would never die. And he goes out of his way to say, but Jesus didn't say I would never die. Jesus just said, what if I remained alive until he comes back? So it's clear the audience knew who that rumor was about and that he's debunking it. That's the only reason he would mention this, is because the audience knew about the rumor about him and he wants to set that rumor aside. So I think we've got really good evidence that Matthew was written by the Apostle Matthew, that Mark was written by Mark, the companion of Paul and Peter, that Luke was written by Luke, the companion of Paul, and that John was written by John. There's just a question of, is it John the Apostle or John the Elder?
Thank you very, very much for the call and for the question. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and we are just past the halfway mark of our quarterly pledge drive. In order to be fully funded for the next 3 months, we have to come up with $225,000. It's a small amount of money, given what is usually spent in the media, but it fully funds the work that we do here at Catholic Answers Live and quite a few other things as well, media endeavors that we have. Every single line is open right now. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now, and a second match for anyone who will start a new monthly pledge. So if you start a new monthly pledge at $10 a month, it's going to be $30. If you start a new monthly pledge at $20 a month, it'll be $60. And you can figure it out as you go. Pick up that phone and call right now, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got lots of folks on the line ready to take your calls. If we use up that $20,000 match this hour, we are well on our way to being fully funded. If we meet these matches, we know that we're in good shape towards being fully funded. So your help is needed. 888-291-8000.
And we're a little bit behind where we need to be at this point in the hour. We are 16% of the way to our $20,000 match for this hour, but we are a quarter of the way, actually almost a third of the way through the hour. So we're a little bit behind right now. We do need to hear from you, and we've got 13 folks on the lines just waiting to take your call. Currently, I see we have 3 people who are taking calls, but there's another 13 people waiting to take yours. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We are behind at the moment, and so we really do need to hear from you.
Again, if you are one of those folks who's thinking of starting a new monthly pledge, perfect time to do it when all these phone lines are open. You can get it done in 90 seconds, a couple minutes. You can take longer if you like, but they can get you done quickly if you let them know that's what you want to do. And if you come in at the $10 a month level, for most people, that's a manageable level. It means a lot to us, because monthly pledges mean that we can plan. And you're a member of Society 315 for as long as you are a $10 a month donor, or if later you want to increase that donation, you stay a member of Society 315 and get all the benefits that come with that. Maybe we could fill up those phones right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. As Jimmy said earlier, monthly donations mean a great deal to us. But in order for us to be fully funded, what we have found is we also do need some larger donors to help us each hour. So if you are a person who is especially blessed, and you can make that $500 pledge, $1,000 pledge, maybe you can do $2,000 or $5,000. If you're able to do that level of giving, it means a great deal to us in as far as being able to make our match for this hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Sykillet, one of the metrics that we sometimes use to try to examine how well we're doing is the number of listeners we have per radio tower here in the United States. You know, we're on hundreds of different radio towers, and we know how many we know how many donors we have to Catholic Answers Live. I've heard different figures, because it varies over time, about how many listeners per tower are actually supporting the program. Do you happen to know the current number?
13 is the last one I've been given. 13 people per tower. Yeah.
And that's not a lot, because we got a lot more than 13 people listening per tower. So you don't want to be one of the people who just listens and takes in all the information and never gives back. You want to do more than that. You want to give back and help support the program that enriches your life and the life of other people. You know what? Also, not all of our donors are Catholic. We have donors who aren't even Catholic and who nevertheless, they see the value in the program and they support it and they tell us about the fact, you know, they say, I'm not Catholic, but I appreciate what you're doing and I want to support it. So if you are a Catholic and you're one of those many, many people who listens to the show and drinks it in but doesn't help support it, you want to be better than that. You want to do more than that. You don't want to let non-Catholics outdo you. So give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. We've got 11 folks waiting to take your call, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Do it now. We could really use the help. 888-291-8000. Back to the other phone lines we go to let Jimmy continue to answer folks' questions, because it's open forum on Catholic Answers Live. Lou is right here in Southern California listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Lou, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you for taking my call. You have such a fabulous show. I really enjoy it all the time.
Thank you, Lou.
I want to ask you about an organization that, at least for me and I think many others, is somewhat mysterious, sometimes dark, sometimes portrayed in media and movies and films and entertainment as a scary organization and maybe extreme sort of group of zealots in the Catholic Church, called Opus Dei.
Okay.
And I'd like to know from you what it really is, what it's really all about, what's its mission, and something tells me you can't join it like signing up for Word on Fire Institute. So can you fill us in on what it's all about?
Yeah. So Opus Dei is a dark, secretive organization that has a league of albino assassins that it uses to impose its will on others. Does that help? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Opus Dei is not. That's an idea that was popularized by the fiction author. And I have to say, he's a lousy fiction author, not just in terms of what he writes about, but he's terrible in terms of his literary style. Dan Brown, in Da Vinci Code. What Opus Dei actually is, it's an organization in the Catholic Church. It has a leader known as a prelate who is a priest. And it has a group of priests in its leadership, as well as a bunch of lay people. And what its mission is to help lay people live out their Christian vocation in the world, you know, like, so, for example, in the workplace, but also in the family. And it's basically an attempt to educate or form, but it means educate, to educate the laity and assist the laity in living out Christian values in their daily lives and in their communities and in their workplaces. Some of the members of Opus Dei have a kind of special commitment where it's almost like becoming a member of a commune. But others are just ordinary people living out in the world and, you know, and with their own homes and families and everything. So that's a basic look at what Opus Dei is. You know, with any group, there can be and will be people who make criticisms. You know, it may not be your thing. It may not be someone else's thing, but it is the thing for some people that will help them grow closer to God and live out their faith. So Opus Dei has been approved by the church. It does not have any secret league of albino assassins, and it's trying to do good in the world. And that's a basic primer on Opus Dei.
And that's where we'll leave it. Thank you very much. Appreciate the question. This is one of the things that you've had to do a lot in your life, Jimmy, which is kind of move past the stereotypes that are presented in the media of what it is to be a Christian and particularly what it is to be a Catholic.
Yeah, I also want to say, you know, we're about to come up on the mid-hour break, and that means we're not going to have time for a few minutes to take any more phone calls. So this is an ideal time for you to give us a call and make your pledge. If it please God, a large pledge, or a monthly pledge, whatever you can afford. The number to call is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We currently have 14 phone lines that are open, and you will not miss anything during the break that's coming up. So please do give us a call either by phone, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your device, whatever it may be, and help us out. We really do need to hear from you. We are about halfway through the hour now. We are only a fifth of the way to our match for this hour. So we really do need to hear from people. Please fill up those phone lines right now and help us get closer. We've still got 80% of the way to go to make this hour's match.
888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Coming up on 2/3 of the way through our quarterly pledge drive. The way it works, just in case you're a listener to Catholic media and you're like, well, now who am I giving money to? Well, the way it works is you've got your local Catholic radio station or your local Catholic radio network, and please, please, please do support them. They are the heart and soul of Catholic media. They are changing the world with what they are doing. You probably have the EWTN network where you are, and the EWTN network is keeping Catholic media going and providing the Catholic media for stations and networks all around the world. And then you got us, little old Catholic Answers, and we produce this 2 hours of radio each weekday. We also produce podcasts. We have a school of apologetics, and we do other undertakings like publishing and that kind of thing in order to explain and defend the Catholic faith. Our program, we don't charge anyone for it. We've never charged anyone for it. Whoever would like to broadcast the program, we would like them to broadcast the program. And so we give it to them. But we give it to them because you give to us to make that possible. And that's what we are asking you to do right now, is to make sure that we are fully funded for the next 3 months to continue making this broadcast. I mean, if you consider what it costs to make an hour of programming just about anywhere, there are many, many places where far more than $225,000 will be spent to make a half hour or hour of programming, and we make hundreds of hours for that amount. We were able to do that because we're a pretty lean operation, but we're able to do that too because the people here are dedicated not to having the big, giant corporate salaries, but to doing the work of the Lord. And so we think we put your work to very, very good, I mean, put your money to very, very good use. You can call and make your pledge right now, 888-291-8000. We're about $110,000 away from being fully funded. We've got the show tomorrow where we'll come again and ask you for your pledge. But I will reiterate, we don't take a lot of time to ask you for money. We 6 hours every 3 months, and out of those 6 hours, we use only part of each hour. We really do try to keep it lean and direct and do the work and let the funding come. We've always had the policy of telling you the truth. I know that's something Jimmy has been adamant about since the day I got here. He's been very clear about not being misleading in any way. We tell you our need, and thus far, for 26 years, you have been meeting that need for this program, Catholic Answers Live. There's 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000 is the number. It's very true that we will probably need some larger gifts, $1,000, $2,000, maybe $5,000 to make our match this hour. But what we count on more than anything is those monthly pledges. So can you start a new monthly pledge? Maybe you have not given to Catholic Media before. Maybe you have not given to Catholic Answers before. If you can start a new monthly pledge at $10 a month, it'll be tripled right now by two separate donors. You'll become a member of Society 315, and we'll give you the Hallow app, the world's most popular Catholic prayer app, the premium edition for 1 year, 888-291-8000. As a matter of fact, let's just fill up the lines with these with $10 a month pledges from new donors, and that would really get us a long way because we got 13 lines open right now. Maybe you could do $20 a month. We have gifts that they can tell you about at the $20 a month level. At the $45 a month level, we also have other gifts, including a course in our School of Apologetics taught by Jimmy Akin on the evidence for Christ. If you'd like to hear the hard evidence for Jesus Christ as Messiah and Lord, get that course. You can share it with other people. That's at $45 a month, 888-291-8000.
And I want to just echo what you just said about donating at the $45 a month level so you can get that free course, Evidence for Christ. It's something that, you know, is relevant to the life of every Christian. Now, you may already, if you're already a Christian, you already believe in Jesus, you know, and that's great. Wouldn't you like to know why? Why should you? Why should you believe in Jesus? That's a question that I would think has some intrigue factor. You know, not just knowing that I believe in Jesus, but why I should. There's a mystery there, a mystery to be solved. And once you solve it, you can also let other people know about it too. So I would encourage folks, get the course Evidence for Christ by donating at $45 a month. That's like one order from DoorDash, you know. Yep. So if you order out food, you know, you do that maybe on a regular basis. Well, okay. Just take that same amount of money once a month, $45, and it will help us be fully funded. And I want to let folks know we are starting to make progress towards our match for this hour. We are about where we need to be, but we need to keep that pace because we were behind when going into the mid-hour break, and folks helped us catch up to where we need to be, but we need to move further. And we probably will, just like last hour, we needed a $6,000 gift, or we would have been $6,000 short. Please do, if you're able to make a larger gift, please do that. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And some folks have been responding very nicely. I believe it was last hour, Linda in Texas donated $100 a month, which is well enough to put her in the President's Club. She'll be getting all the benefits of that. Also, Catherine in Leeds, Alabama, has donated $85 a month. That also will put her in the President's Club. Welcome to the President's Club, Catherine and Linda. And, you know, Cy, even if you're listening on podcast after hours, after we're on the air, you can still donate. And this is true no matter where you are in the world. You don't have to be in the U.S. or North America where you can call the toll-free number. You can, from anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your gift or make your pledge right there. It's not limited to the U.S. It's not limited to while we're on the air. As you said, Cy, we do really try to keep the fundraising to a minimum. It's less than 6 hours every 4 months, and we're actually more than halfway through that now. So we have only about 2.5 more hours to fundraise for this quarter. But we need to do more than fundraise. We need to take some calls. So why don't we do that?
888-291-8000 is the number. Call and make your pledge now. We go now to Colorado. Ann is in Colorado watching on YouTube. Ann, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you for taking my call. I have always been confused about people saying that people are modernist, and they kind of use it to attack the church and attack different members of the church to say they're modernist. And when I looked into it and tried to read Pope Pius X on his heresies on modernism, I don't understand it at all.
Yeah. So this is an unfortunate situation. The term modernism, it's a little over 100 years old, and basically it referred to a kind of broad movement among theologians that didn't have a specific set of ideas that they were promoting. So it's not like Arianism. With Arianism, it's easy to say what Arianism is. Arianism believes that Jesus is a created being and not the uncreated Son of God. So it's very easy to say what Arianism is. But modernism was kind of a loose, oopy-goopy movement that didn't really have a single set of ideas. And it had some common themes, and among its common themes were saying things like, there are no ultimate dogmas that have to be maintained. They can all be set aside in one way or another. We're not bound to divine revelation and maintaining it as it's historically been understood by the church. You know, even things that have been infallibly defined can be radically reinterpreted to fit more modern ideas. And that's kind of what modernism is. But because it was such a loose movement, you can't really give a good definition of it. And there is such a thing as legitimate doctrinal development. Doctrines do develop with time as the Holy Spirit guides the church. You know, Jesus told the disciples the Holy Spirit's going to lead you into all truth, and that happens over church history as well as in the lifetime of the disciples. And so doctrine does develop, and doctrines do need to be looked at in light of what do we know now that's different than what we knew before. But what modernism is an inappropriate form of doctrinal development where you're tampering with the content of things that have been infallibly defined to be divinely revealed, or what are known as dogmas. Unfortunately, because the movement was so loose, we can't really name a specific set of propositions that are held by all modernists, and that makes it easy for people who are critics of the church to accuse others of being modernists just because they're departing from something that the person perceives as having been a traditional teaching, even if it wasn't a teaching at all, even if it was just an opinion of St. Thomas Aquinas that never was up on the level of actual church teaching, or if it was on the level of church teaching, it was never infallible teaching. And it's unfortunate that the term gets tossed around in that way, but that's a bit of background on kind of what modernism means, but also why this term gets used in this way today.
Thank you very much for the call, Ann. We appreciate it. I do want to let folks know that if you'd like to speak with Jimmy, there are lines open now, and I'm going to give out that number just because there are a good number of lines open. The number to call into the studio is 888-318-3255. 7800, 888-318.
7884.
I looked at the wrong number. 7884. I beg your pardon. I'm in trouble with numbers today. Pick up that phone and call if you'd like to ask Jimmy a question.
But sorry, is that new?
No, that is not.
You're the one who refuses to do math on the air.
Right. Jimmy, you used the word oopy goopy before, which is very technical language, and therefore I want to share this with you. Rita from Texas was listening in her car, and she pulled over to donate because she heard Jimmy's voice. She loves Jimmy, and she said, he knows everything.
Well, I know enough to know that that's hyperbole, but it's such a kind thought. Thank you so much, Rita, both for the kind thought and for your generosity. It's really important to us. And anytime, Rita, you want to call in and ask a question when I'm on the air, I'm more than happy to help out.
I want to let you know where we are. We are within striking distance of being of meeting our match this hour. We're just under $8,000 from being from meeting that match, and we've got a bit of time to go here before the top of the hour. So a great time to pick up the phone and call. Again, when you call, you are talking with people here in the building. They're sitting at their desk ready to take your calls, and there's 12 of them ready to take your call right now. There are 9 who are on active calls, but 12 are just sitting ready to take your call. So please don't think you're pushing someone else away. Don't say to yourself, well, I'm only going to give $10 and I don't want to block the $10,000. No, it's nothing like that. There's lines open. They're available. Pick them up, whatever amount you intend to pledge. It all goes towards this $20,000 match, and it all helps. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online. It all goes to the same place, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Could you start a new monthly pledge? Because every new monthly pledge in any amount, from $10 up to $1,000 a month, it all gets matched twice this hour. 888-291-8000. Could you start that $10 a month? Maybe $20 a month? Maybe $45 a month pledge? And I say that $45 again because that's the level at which you will get Jimmy Akin's course, Evidence for Christ. You can take that course at your own pace. You can do a lesson a day. You can do 10 lessons a day, whatever you have time for. And as you work your way through it, you will get real evidence for who Jesus is, for that his claims are true, that he rose from the dead, that he's the Son of God. And it's evidence that you can share with family and friends, and that you will have for the rest of your life to be able to use in your evangelizing and sharing the good news. That's at the $45 a month level. It comes with lots of other gifts at that level as well. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, you are also asking for, you and I were both asking for some larger gifts, Catherine from Alabama, I think you mentioned Catherine already.
I did,
from Alabama,
yeah.
With more than $1,000 gift, but I want to mention John from Alaska, a $2,500 gift. John, thank you very, very much for that. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And Cy, you were mentioning we need to raise about $8,000 in order to meet our match, and we've got about 15 minutes left, so we basically need to make about $500 a minute for the next 15 minutes. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, if you're able to donate $500. That'll take care of one of the minutes we've got left. That would be awesome. If you're able to donate $1,000, that would take care of two of the minutes we have left. If you're able to donate $5,000, that would take care of 10 of them. And if you're able to donate $8,000, that will put us over the top all at once. Whatever you're able to give, we've got 14 of our Catholic Answers employees standing by, just waiting to take your call. They're not on a call right now. They're waiting to take yours, and you can reach them by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
As Jimmy said, the website is also optimized for whatever tool you are using, phone, tablet, laptop, whatever it is. So you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your pledge. Edgar, I'm going to go to the lines and talk to Rosie. The number again, 888 888- 8000. Time to get Jimmy doing his usual job. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. And we go now let me just see. Rosie in Oklahoma. Rosie, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Jimmy, I really enjoy listening to you and like all your advice. I was in a relationship and was not married and was living together. And since then, I have split from that person and went to confession and did all the right things that I need to do. But I had my house blessed during that time that I was living with that person. Do I need to have it re-blessed now that I'm not in that relationship and have gone to confession and everything?
You don't need to. What a blessing is an appeal to God to help with a space. And if God helped you repent of that relationship and get out of it and go to confession, I'd say, hey, it worked. God helped you in your home. So, furthermore, if people had to get their homes re-blessed every time someone in the household committed a mortal sin, priests would not have time to say mass. So, so I would say you don't need to. If you want to, you're welcome to. But I wouldn't stress about it. If you want to, that's great, but I would say you don't need to.
Okay. All right. Well, great. That gives me a lot of peace of mind. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rosie. Thank you very much for the call. And I'm so happy you said that gave you peace of mind, because that is one of the things that we have found. And one of the reasons we come to people and ask them to support what we do here is that sometimes the questions that we have are not at all theoretical questions. They're quite personal and important, and they need an answer that can either give a person peace of mind or give a person a direction to go in order to gain that peace of mind they're looking for. That's what you are sharing with the world. If Rosie had that question, somebody else had that question. Probably a few hundred somebody else has had that question. That's why we love it when people call. That's why we're just so happy we have the magnificent apologists we have, and we're so grateful for your support. There are 12 lines open. We are still several thousand, more than $6,000 away from meeting our match this hour. It's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. I haven't said it for a little while, so if you prefer to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and it'll take you to where you need to be to make your pledge. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
And of course, we have those thank you gifts that we want to send you when you're able to donate. At the $10 level, you become a member of Society 315. You get car magnet. You get freebies every few weeks, and as well as other benefits. At the $20 a month level, you get Joe Heschmeyer's new book. At the $45 level, you get a 20 Answers book, and you get my brand new course, Evidence for Christ, which I'm really proud of. It covers a lot of stuff. A lot of people have been Christians for decades and never even known. So I think it's got some fascinating material in it that you would really benefit from. And you can get it for free just by donating at the $45 a month level. At $85, you join the President's Club, which enables you for free of charge, to get all of the books, all the magazines, all the booklets, everything we publish during the course of a year. But we do need to hear from you now. We need to make a little more than $4,000 in order to be all the way at our goal, and we've got about 10 minutes to do that. So we need to make roughly $500 a minute, just like before. So please give us a call if you're able to donate at any of the levels I mentioned, or make a one-time donation for, $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or even $4,000. That'll really help us get there. But we do need to hear from you now. We've got 12 employees sitting there waiting to take your call right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. 8,000.
12 lines open. Perfect opportunity for you to call and make that pledge of support. We do need your help right now, as Jimmy said, to meet that match. We're getting within striking distance, so every bit counts. Please, really, I just want to say again before I go to the phones, and I'm going to go to the phones and let Jimmy answer more calls. But don't think that you are taking up anybody's time. They'd love to speak with you, our colleagues on the phone. And in any amount, you are going to get us that much closer to meeting our goal for this hour. 888-291-8000. Josh is in Minnesota. Josh, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, so I'm wondering if there were any other gospel or any other writers that wrote the gospel other than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
You mean that wrote the four canonical gospels or that wrote gospels besides the ones in the Bible?
The four gospels.
Well, we don't have evidence for that. Typically, documents in the ancient world had a single author. There weren't a lot of collaborations between different people. Now, like today, authors often had editors who would make minor adjustments to what they did, and that was one of the services that scribes performed. When you wrote a book, you would have a scribe who would, like, you know, fix grammar and spelling and things like that. But it was very rare to have two people co-authoring a book. What we can do, though, in many cases in the Gospels, is discern the sources that the evangelists were using. For example, it's very obvious that Matthew and Luke are both using Mark as one of their sources. Also, we can tell other people. For example, in Luke's infancy narrative, that's Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, Luke twice tells us that Mary remembered these things in her heart. Now, Sykelet, would you think Joseph remembered these things in his heart?
I imagine that he did, yeah.
And would Zechariah have remembered these things in his heart?
Sure, yeah.
Elizabeth, what about her?
She, yeah, as far as we know, she could remember things, yes.
And Anna the prophetess?
Sure, yeah.
And Simeon the priest?
These were big things. They would have remembered them, yes.
So why would Luke mention that Mary remembered these things?
I see where you're going.
It's because Mary was his source of information. He either talked to Mary directly or he talked to someone who did talk to Mary. So this is Luke's way of signaling that she was his source for this information. She didn't write the chapters, but she was where Luke got the information. And the British scholar Richard Baucom has, I think, a very well-argued proposal that other named figures, when you meet somebody like Bartimaeus, who was a blind man that Jesus healed, when you meet somebody that Jesus interacts with and they're given positively and they're given a name, that's a sign that they became a member of the Christian community and passed on the tradition of what Jesus did to them. So Bartimaeus would be the source for the Bartimaeus story, and Zacchaeus would be the source for the Zacchaeus story, and so forth. So even though we don't have evidence for the evangelists having co-authors, we do have evidence concerning what sources they were drawing on.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the question. We're coming near the top of the hour, and we're $3,000 away from being fully funded for this hour. If we can meet this match for this hour, we will be in good shape. Let me just tell you where we are, because it takes, as we said, $225,000 to be fully funded. We're approaching $130,000, and that means we'll be under $100,000 that we'll need to raise tomorrow. If you're listening to this overnight, please make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Anywhere in the world, anytime. Time, you can make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're listening live right now, just pick up the phone and call, because we can use up this whole match. 888-291-8000.
And because we're going to be going off the air now, this is the perfect time to call. We got 14 Catholic Answers employees who are sitting there waiting to take your call. You're not going to miss anything, but now is when we really need to hear from you, because we are less than $3,000 away, but we still need to make up that difference. So this is really crunch time. Please give us a call. 888-291-8000. We are very, very close to making that match, but we need to make just under $3,000 in order to make that happen. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. If you're listening overnight, you can also help us by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But the phones are open right now. Give us a call. Help us fill them up with one last burst of activity for today.
Three calls, $1,000 each. One call for $3,000 gets us there. I don't know why, but two squeakers today. So a squeaker the first hour, a squeaker this hour. I'll let you know when we come back on the air tomorrow. I think, Jimmy, you're with us first hour. So
yes, I am.
We'll do open forum. We'll take the calls. We'll take the questions. But we'll let you know right when we come on the air if we're able to make the match in the next few minutes. About 5 minutes to go, $3,000 to raise, 888-291-8000. Maybe start a new monthly pledge and get it tripled and be a member of Society 315. 888-291-8000.